AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The FBI is investigating the mass shooting at a Southern California office party as an act of terrorism. FBI Director James Comey says they hope evidence recovered from Saeed Farooq and Tashfeen Malik will help them make sense of the attack.
We are going through a very large volume of electronic evidence. This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us, that we now have and are exploiting to try and understand them.
He says there's no indication the two were part of a larger plot or members of a terror cell. President Obama has signed into law a $305 billion bill that provides a modest increase in spending over the next 5 years to maintain and upgrade the country's aging transportation network. Congress overwhelmingly approved it. Obama says it isn't perfect, but is a common-sense compromise and an important first step in the right direction. The E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants has spread to three more states.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says seven more people have gotten sick, including people in Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. E. coli cases now cover nine states. A majority of illnesses have been in Oregon and Washington. Of the 52 people infected, the CDC says 47 reported eating at a Chipotle the week before the illness started. It still hasn't been determined what ingredient made these people sick. Chipotle says the company is tightening its food safety standards. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Bend, Oregon company is issuing a nationwide voluntary recall of its nut butter spreads because they could be contaminated with salmonella. There have been 11 illnesses connected to those who ate JEM or J-E-M raw chocolate nut spreads, but no one has been hospitalized. This is AP Radio News. Turns out there were drugs on the tour bus where rocker Scott Weiland was found dead.
Authorities in Bloomington, Minnesota say they searched the bus and detectives turned up a small quantity of cocaine in the bedroom where Weiland was. Weiland had a history of substance abuse throughout his career. They also found what turned out to be field tested for cocaine in a part of the tour bus occupied by Thomas Black, a guitarist with the group Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. Black has been arrested for probable cause of possession of a controlled substance. That's a felony. Meanwhile, there is no official word on why Weiland died. That will come down the road from the medical examiner's office. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Chicken of the Sea and Bumblebee are calling off a merger after the Obama administration told them it would hurt competition. The Justice Department announced that the deal is off between Thailand's biggest seafood company, which owns Chicken of the Sea, and San Diego-based Bumblebee Foods. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.